This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Friday night,
they've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from Cidercade on Canal Street, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
And hour number two starts right now on the Press Box on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM. And we are coming to you live from Cidercade. It is a brand spanking new looking building in the East End, right near the stadiums, both soccer, I don't know anybody that watches that sport, but you can listen to it this year on ESPN Radio, and the Astros kicking it off tonight at Minute Maid Park. So if you're looking for some place to kill a couple of hours before you go to the game, you might as well come down here. It's awesome. It's Bishop Cider Company, which means they don't serve it unless they make it right here on the premise. They've got lots of amazing drinks for you. Hard cider, hard kombucha, hard seltzer. If you're a non-alcoholic type, they still have a soda machine. And the cool thing is, over 300 games to bring you back to the old days when you headed to the arcade and you wanted to kill time for hours, only it cost you, like, lots of money. Day pass is $10. You play unlimited. It's amazing. And you should check it out. So it's not just today you should check it out. Check it out on a Friday, Saturday night. Looking to kill some time. Don't want to play PlayStation? Well, come on down here.
Yeah. Well, the one game that I'm kind of shocked that I never got into, but it's a massive, massive, massive hit, is Guitar Hero. And they've got two of them in here.
I saw a lady with the guitar in her hand right over there, yeah.
Dude, that game is such a massive hit, but I'm just so terrible at that game that I don't play it. But, dude, that has to be one of the more popular games in here right now, because there's two of them, and I feel like they're like the two busiest. Now, I probably would go with NBA Jam, maybe Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, maybe a little Madden. I know Golden Tee is a huge thing, but you know me in golf, so I'm probably not going to do that.
Nick, it's Masters Week. Go play some Golden Tee.
Nah, I'm not going to do
that. Fairways and greens, baby.
Yeah.
Grip it and rip it. There's John Daly right there.
30-year anniversary of Golden Tee was in 2019. This has been around since 1989. I had no idea.
I didn't either.
That's crazy.
Masters teed off this morning.
Are
very,
you watching that?
Very cool. Even if you're not a big golf fan, a major step for what has been a very kind of backwards.
Are we seeing back-to-back champs? Who was it last year? Dustin?
Club in
Dustin
Augusta.
Johnson, right?
In the fact that Lee Elder, the first African-American man to ever partake in a Masters, took part in the opening ceremonial first shot off the first tee. Better late than never, as Lee is on oxygen and couldn't even hit the ball off the tee, but he was there on the first tee with Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus. But a very, very neat moment. And one of the fun facts about Lee Elder, because I think he won four times on the PGA Tour, he won eight times on the Champions Tour, but people were wondering, and even Curtis Strange was on the Golf Channel, and he said, I know I played a couple times with Lee, but when I looked it up, I didn't play with him as much as I thought. But he said, what I didn't realize was, when he was 48 years old, and we talk about Nicklaus, and one of the greatest golf stories ever was when he won the Masters when he was, I think, 46. Lee Elder almost won the Houston Open at 48 years old. He was runner-up when he was 48 years old in the Houston Open. But very neat, very, very impactful story, though, the fact that they honored Lee Elder
as the first African-American to ever play in a Masters, and he was a ceremonial first tee today. Dustin Johnson, as you mentioned, trying to do the repeat as he won it back when they had to reschedule it to November.
Yep.
He was up and down so far today, but obviously no Tiger. But lots of stories, and it's a great week. I love Masters Week.
I know.
I was there once. It is...
Maybe one day if I actually go, I'll get what the big fuss is about.
You'll understand it if you go.
But even from TV, it looks like an absolutely beautiful course. Like, it's just a beautiful place to be. Like, I have to admit that. And then that one particular street that you were talking about, that
Washington.
Mickelson was one time he tweeted like a video of it, and I was looking at it. I was like, man, that is a pretty cool spot to be in.
You drive down Washington and you see the Waffle House and the Hooters and the gas station, and it looks like just any old country town, and then all of a sudden it comes up on you and you can see the screens for the driving range. But if you're lucky enough to be able to get on the premises and you see
definitely want to see the Waffle House, though.
Well, for sure, and the Hooters. But then you go Magnolia Lane is the one where the trees literally form like the natural bridge all the way down it. The natural beauty, and the thing is, as good as, you know, 4K and all the advances in TV, it doesn't do it justice, and everybody tells you that. The undulations and all the different elevation changes within the course itself, and some of the neat tidbits. When you walk through the parking lot and you get to right next to the clubhouse, you are at the highest point on the property. You can see the entire course from that spot. So you can see all the way to the far back corner of the property, and you can see the entire landscape. And then hole by hole, the way the elevation changes and the different undulations, it's crazy.
I used to have a buddy of mine who lived in a neighborhood and it had a golf course, and there was only like a certain amount of houses, obviously, that had the golf course view in their backyard. And I remember talking to his dad about it and saying how much more money it added. You know, it added value to the
sure
house
it
because
– It's like having a pool or anything else, right?
Yeah, and it was like an additional $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 in value because it's off of a golf course. And I was like, really? Why? I don't think that's worth it. Then I went to his backyard, and I was like, okay, never mind. It kind of is worth it. That is a badass view. So, yeah, maybe I'll take a gander at the Masters. I don't know. I might be doing too much drinking.
Must-see TV, brother.
I don't know if it's must-see TV.
Must-see TV.
I don't know about
that.
Maybe one day I'll watch that game because it's certainly not a sport. We both
Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama are both at 3-under right now with Mark Leishman in the early tee times.
This is where Tyler is supposed to be playing the snoring sound effect.
I'm just letting you know. Quick golf update.
I gave
That's
you a solid
all I'm doing.
That was not a quick update.
But time out. So you don't think that the Lee Elder story was meaningful?
Well, see, if I say no, I'm going
to
get in trouble.
Oh, you definitely are. You think you pissed off Baylor fans. Go ahead and take a shot at that one, Chief.
There was only one that was really upset, and it was the guy at 5-under. He's like, hey, so what do you think about Baylor now? I'm like, I still think they're Baylor, player. Like, it didn't change anything.
By the way, did you see that?
Congrats.
They came home on their plane, and they had, like, they were going to have this big ceremony when they got off the plane.
Yeah.
No cameras wanted to go and pan left or right.
Why?
Because there was like 15 people there.
I told you.
It's still Waco, right? U of H, they opened up the Fertitta Center last night, and they had the fans all over to celebrate. U of H probably – they did a lunch today at the Breakfast Club celebrating the Cougar basketball
the
season
Final Four, yeah.
with the players and Kelvin Sampson. I would bet they
it's
had more people at the Breakfast Club than they did in Waco.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying that all week. I've been saying that.
I honestly believe that.
I've been saying it all week. There's not a big fan base. And then Quentin – the guy who,
Quentin,
the newest addition to our sales family,
yeah,
called
Quentin
in, and he provided that little fun fact
the
for
stupidest
us.
Stupidest fun facts ever.
I mean, whatever. I appreciate it. The University
of
Houston
of
is the biggest school out of the Final Four schools. I appreciated it.
It was dumb.
All right. Well, I didn't say that, Quentin. Me and you are still cool.
Now, let me ask you this. Eric from Twitter, and Eric's loyal on Twitter, and I appreciate his support. But what am I supposed to do with this? He texts me, Joel, it's Eric from Twitter. I got season tickets for the Dynamo and the Dash. Well, that's on you, playa. That is your fault.
More exciting
I
than golf.
I can't help you with that.
More
Did you get the new
golf?
Kit? Because you know the men and women have their new unis. They call them kits.
Do they really?
Yes, they do.
Why?
Because they're kits. It's like when you had Garanimals when you were a kid. Did you ever have those?
What?
So Garanimals were, I think, JCPenney did them. All right? And it's for those people that were, like, fashionably challenged and the mothers and the kids. So what they did was they put different animals on the tags so you could match. So the shirts that had a tiger on the tag only were to be worn with the shorts or the pants that had a tiger on the tag.
Oh, okay.
And they had different animals. Well, okay. I don't know how we digress to that. Yeah. But at the same time, they call them kits maybe because you got to have the shorts and the shirt. And then in soccer, scarves are a big thing. Now, Glenn Davis is going to hate me for all this. He's going to start texting me and blowing
me
up.
As he should, because soccer matters.
Soccer is the only thing that matters to Glenn Davis. He was my neighbor.
So what's
one of my good friends.
Speaking of soccer, what's this deal with Rapinoe and Draymond Green going at each other?
Megan Rapinoe.
Well, I prefer Rapinoe.
Rapinoe.
Because she listens to the show and it would aggravate her and maybe it would convince her to call in to justify why she thinks there should be equal pay. And I really want to know more details on this because I want to know how much money exactly she wants as a soccer player. Because she obviously is a name. And I would argue that she deserves more money than your average female soccer player. But how much money are we talking here?
Well, there's quite a discrepancy, Nick. When you think about it, and the whole equality issue for the women's national soccer team centers around the fact that they're more successful. So they have more success. They've won more medals.
Here's the problem.
They've done all these things. But at the same time, and I've heard Fred talk about this at length, it comes down to revenue streams as well, because as we know, just like when we talk about with all the teams that we talk about on a regular basis, the biggest thing is that you, in order to pay out, you have to be bringing in. And so if they're not bringing in the sponsorships to the amount of dollars that, you know, the men are, then they can't pay the same salaries. But it is an ongoing discussion. Draymond Green, for some ungodly reason, decided to throw his opinions like he does
tagging everybody
right in the middle of it. It pissed Megan Rapinoe off. She came back at him, and the whole thing is another
ugly
mess.
This is the one time where Draymond Green doesn't make me mad. I'm all about it. Tag everybody you want to tag, buddy. Rile everybody up. Here's the problem with your argument, okay? What if they're not the better team in U.S. soccer? What if they become the worst of the two teams?
But they are.
And what if they
results-wise they are.
Then your
argument-wise, I don't believe they are.
But then your argument goes down the drain in the event that they start to suck again, which is very possible. Every run, every dynasty finds an end anyway. So it just makes it. But I saw the headlines that TMZ put talking about rips Draymond. She didn't rip him. She was actually really classy in her response.
Except for the fact that she said he showed his whole, basically his comments showed his whole ass.
Well, that part, because she was kind of insulting his intelligence.
She said
there.
They were unacceptable, but, saying he showed his whole ass with his remarks. She said like, it's unfortunate.
I guess she's trying to imply that he played all his cards. Like he showed his hand and he showed how stupid he is.
Draymond said female athletes need to stop, quote, complaining and think of more effective ways to bring in more revenue for their leagues, thus boosting their pay. Kind of what I was just saying. Rapinoe had issue with that, saying you obviously showed your whole ass and not even understanding what we all talk about all the time, WNBA players and us on the national team. You don't think we asked for more money? I mean, we were screaming about it nonstop. So that's the back and forth. But, one, why is Draymond Green commenting at all, let alone on women's soccer? And, two, from a women's soccer perspective, I understand from results-driven perspective, they're way better in getting results than the men.
Sure.
But to me, I got to open up the books and see what's the revenue streams like in terms of the sponsorships.
And nobody
and the
wants
support.
To do that because everybody likes to control the money and how much money, you know, they're getting and stuff like that. So like, I don't see them revealing that much. You know, like they're not going to reveal all those type of details. And it always depends on the look. You know what? This is what I would tell her. You know, Ben Askren, who's fighting the YouTube star Jake Paul.
Yeah.
That is his biggest payday since he's been a fighter in MMA. And this guy's been an Olympic level. He's been at the Olympic level in four different sports, wrestling, MMA, and like two other sports. This is the biggest payday he's ever had. And he's had 20 fights in his MMA career, maybe even more. He's going up against a YouTube star who's had two fights or maybe three fights in his career. And this is his biggest payday. Is that fair to Nate Diaz or other people who's been fighting for 15, 20, 25 years? No, but you know what? That fight is going to generate more money.
That's the thing.
So that's why they're going to get paid more.
Because
that's
the women's team are banking it on things like gold medals won and, you know, how much the country got behind them and things like that. And what USA Soccer is talking about is how much money are you bringing in as a program, men versus women? All right, we got more to talk about. You guys want to chime in on that or anything else? 713-780-3776. You can call or text. You can hit us up on Twitch and or on Twitter. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about Texas Grill Shops. You see the weather out there today. You know how great it's going to be. Soon, before you know it, there's going to be tailgating opportunities and all the chances you can get in the backyard and make some grilling happen. Well, you got to do it by having the best grill. And the only place to do that is Texas Star Grill Shops. They're the grilling experts. It's about selection. They've got wood pellet grills, smokers, gas grills, infrareds, pizza ovens, ceramic cookers, and so much more from all the brands that you know. And if you don't, they do. It's Traeger, it's Memphis, it's Weber, Sabre, Big Green Egg, Pitts and Spitz. They're going to have expertise on premise. You're going to walk in, they're going to hand you a beer. You want to walk around and shop while you drink a little beverage? They got you. And then those experts are going to walk you through, hey, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to make? What is your specialty? And what are your surroundings? Then they can tell you which direction they can point you in terms of what's the best grill for what you are looking to do. And they also have the meat right on site. Therefore, they have Heart Brand Wagyu beef. It's a game changer. The marbling and the taste of Heart Brand Wagyu beef is unbelievable. They got it for you right there, and they got great prices. And you can save big right now at one of the four locations of Texas Star Grill Shops. They're having sales, and you can be a part of it. Best part, free assembly and delivery from all four locations. Find one now just by starting the process. TexasStarGrillShops.com. That's TexasStarGrillShops.com.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Cidercade on Canal Street. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Well, there's lots of challenges being thrown down on Twitch. I know one guy that's not on Twitch, Big Boss Man Clarence, because Big Boss Man Clarence is in the house. He's
indeed
in the building. Came straight from work because he's got the cook stuff still on. But he's cooking. He's playing games. He had some golden tea going on.
I love how he's pretty consistent about that. I've met him probably, what, 10, 15, 20 times since being a part of ESPN 97.5. I think I've seen him outside of that outfit once. Like,
well, he only owns two.
That's like the only thing he wears. No matter where he goes, he owns it. And I love that about him. Like, I appreciate it. And he just walks up to you, and he's nice as ever. Like, he's just, what up? My name is Clarence, and I'm going to play Golden Tee. And that's it. And he's cool. And I've just never seen him wear anything else. He's just – he's very consistent. Very, very consistent.
Absolutely, because that's the work. That's the work get up.
I found a new rescue for you and Lisa if you want.
Nope. We got enough. Thank you.
It's a several-pound lizard. That walked into a convenience store in Thailand.
You saw that, the 7-Eleven.
It was eventually cornered in the store, and it started making its way up these shelves.
Tweet that out.
Yeah, I will, at the producer Nick. It started going over the milk, the medicine,
dude,
everything.
It was back by the beer, by the coolers.
But it looked like an alligator, not a reptile.
It did. It looked like an alligator, only it had a smaller head.
Now, do you
not
think
that you ever heard that before. But at the same time... Can you imagine a guy that's got a buzz going and he's going back to get a 12-pack and all of a sudden he's like, should I get it? Should I not? And then he sees this big-ass amphibian crawling up the cereal shelves and scaling up on top of this thing and going, you know what? I probably had enough because right now I'm seeing a massive 8.5-foot lizard running around a convenience store. I should probably call it a night.
Well, thankfully it didn't eat anybody because those type of lizards eat about anything, including insects, spiders, crabs, fish, amphibians, rodents, whether dead or alive.
Well, he could have had all the New York cereal Times. He wanted. He busted open about 8 boxes crawling up the shelves.
Yeah, those are called monitor lizards.
Monitor lizards.
Yeah, like,
well, it was monitoring all the different food it destroyed.
They have
on its way up the shelves.
There's like so much bacteria in their mouths that, like, if they ever bite you, like, you're for sure gonna die because it's not necessarily poison, but it's just like old, like, rotting, like, bacteria in their mouths, and that will for sure kill you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't eat anything in the store, which is interesting. Maybe
but how
it was
did
just
they get it out?
They just, like, shoo it out.
You're
probably
the rescue.
Get a broom. Shoo it out.
Do you shoo it or shoot it? Because there's a big difference.
I mean, it's Thailand. I don't know.
Maybe.
Plus, Tyler, with what you're talking about, if you shoot and don't kill that thing, and it gets pissed off and it comes at you.
Well, you better run. What if it's deceivingly fast like alligators?
Oh, those things for sure are fast.
They're deceiving because they're first. They're walking
alligators
so slow. Alligators
go 20 to 30 miles an hour when they're going at their peak. Something
but they're
like
deceiving
that,
about it because normally they're walking slow. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, I don't know how fast the lizard. It seems like it's relatively fast considering how it got its big ass on the top shelf. You know what
Dude.
I mean? You got to be somewhat strong to pick your fat ass up and go on the top shelf. You can't be weak.
But I'm saying whether you shoe it or shoot it, you better not miss. Because if that thing gets pissed off and if it has the capabilities that Tyler just said, yeah, you don't want that thing nipping at your butt on the way out the door.
I know dogs. Don't dogs have a certain amount of bacteria in their mouths? It's not to the point, obviously, as this lizard because I've been bitten by a dog before. I don't think it wasn't flesh eating or anything like that. But I do think they have some bacteria in their mouths to the point where they can get away with eating stuff that we couldn't.
I've been bitten by dogs before, especially primarily pit bulls. And I can tell you that the bacteria that they carry is a special kind of pain because it like I had, and you remember this, but I had taken out two teeth, eye teeth of a pit bull, one from my elbow, one from my forearm. This day, on certain days, the bite mark will actually puff up and bubble up a little bit.
Are you kidding me?
No, yeah, seriously, you're surprised you can't see it today. It's right there.
No, you can see the bump right there.
Yeah, so that bump will never go away. And part of it is because, as the doctor told me in the emergency room, because of the bacteria in the mouth and how it forms around the teeth. When the teeth go in, it doesn't matter how deep the bite is, that's one damage, but just the fact that bacteria gets into your system,
it's hard to get out. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, so it's crazy. But yeah, that video of that lizard, man, when I saw it, they had it on the morning show this morning on TV, and I was like, oh, my God.
What if this lizard needs a home? You and Lisa are not going to take care of it?
You know.
It needs a home.
It's interesting you say that because now I have to actually
The Blank family leaves nobody behind, correct?
Yeah, can I just tell you this? And I hate doing this, but I'm going to do this. Sorry, honey, in advance, too. But really, I'm not because I really don't want these things in the house anymore. So I've told you in the past that my animal rescue loving wife doesn't believe that I should kill insects when they're in the house.
Oh, yeah.
That I should trap them and release
very
them.
Well aware.
Right? So the other day I came home and by the back door there was this white kind of plastic. It looked kind of like, you know, those kaleidoscopes. It's kind of like long rectangular. And at the end there's like this clear square on the end of it, okay? So it's almost like, I'm trying to think of something. It's almost like you had a candy box, but it's square, and it's about 8 inches long, and then on the very end of it, there is a clear kind of, with a ramp on the end of it, but there's a clear cube. And I looked at this, and I go, what, the kids get a new toy, and I don't know what the hell it is? And she goes, no, look at that. It's really cool. PETA sent it to me. I go, PETA, like Les Alexander PETA?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, they send me stuff all the time. I go, what is it? She goes, it's a bug trapper. I go, you are kidding, right? And she goes, no, I've used them before, and I will use this one again. Now you don't have to worry about trapping the bugs with a solo cup. I go, what are you talking about? You press the end button, and it's like a mini jaw that kind of opens up on the cube, but it has a ramp in it. So the bug is supposed to go up the ramp, then it seals, then you run outside, then you release it. I go, honey, it's too much work. You know what I do? I pick up my foot, bam, snap on it, get a Kleenex, and I'm done.
Yeah, that's the way I roll. As a matter of fact, insects around my house know better. They know better not to come in because they know they're going to die.
Like, animals with brains that are, like, part of the family, like dogs and cats and things like that, I totally get. I'm like, if you – we've had this discussion. I go, Lisa, tell me the brain power of a bug.
So can you not kill this bug in front of her, or do you have to do it behind her back?
Oh, no, there's times when she knows, especially if I'm a little pissed off about something else. Just walk right in and just either with my bare hands, pap, and just be damn. Here you go.
And that
clean
makes
that
you feel
up.
Good
I'm
about done. Yourself? Did you kill
Hell
a bug
yeah,
in front of your
does.
Wife?
I'm not going to be chasing around mosquitoes so I can release them. Or what do they call them, skeeter eaters? Those big-looking mosquito things that get in the house?
But I'm a little concerned about
mosquito
that.
Hawks.
Mosquito hawks. Mosquito hawks. Okay, yeah. She calls them skeeter eaters. Don't kill the skeeter eater. They're good. They do good things. Well, guess what? If they were doing good things, they'd be outside. In my house, they're doing nobody any good, and I'm killing the damn thing.
I want to buy one of those traps just so I can let them all out and step on them is what I want to do. Like, So she's going to take the time to trap these insects.
She is, not me, but yes.
And then she's going to pick this box up, walk outside, and let them free.
She absolutely uses that thing, and yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? She's better than us. I'm not that nice.
I mean, look.
If you're in my house and you're a bug, you deserve to die.
She walks the walk. It's not just talking the talk. She walks the walk.
You're going to get stepped on. Or with a chancla.
Yeah.
You get the old chancla.
Oh, they can do some damage
there. And you can kill spiders, roaches, and all kinds of things.
Yes, you certainly can.
I don't mess with lizards. Unless they're that big. If it was that big, like in that store, I'm shooting it.
Now, have you also seen, because I always say that about the chonklas, that they are multitasking. They cover your feet,
yep.
And you can schwack.
Yep.
I'll schwack the dog's ass if it's multi-purpose, doing something wrong, right?
Absolutely.
But and I'm not supposed to do that either, according to Mama Bear.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Have you also seen the chonklas that have the built-in bottle opener?
No.
Yeah? Yes, indeed,
yeah,
sir.
I've had a pair of those.
Yes.
Yeah, they're Reef flip-flops. On the bottom of it, they have a
let me guess,
a bottle.
These chonklas have been out for like 10 or 15 years.
Well, my longer boy than Jamie, that, probably.
My boy Jamie's a massive fisherman. Loves fishing. And Port O'Connor and offshore and everything like that. And he's got to have his reefs on because while you're sitting there fishing and you need a beer, you got to open it.
I've had a beer opener on my keys for years, but never on my chonkla. But I'll
you look at Reef chonklas, and you can have a.
I'm sure it's a fine investment.
They're the
a sandal you can
surfer,
wear and open your beer with too. Yes,
it's Mick Fanning. It's his signature flip flop.
There you go.
I'm all over it this summer when I go to G Town, when I go to Galveston,
reefs.
When I'm on the seawall and it's like 99% humidity
with brown water.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm gonna get that chonkla.
Which has more bacteria? That lizard thing we saw, or the water in Beaumont? I mean in Galveston.
I might say Galveston because I've been stung by a jellyfish twice in there. So,
because they know they see trouble and sting it.
Yep.
All right. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. You know I love them. They're great people doing great things. And look, it's men and women. But if you want to feel like you felt in your 20s and you felt like you'd never do it again, now you can, because the good people at Apollo Men's Health are focused on health issues for both men and women. Yes, it says men in the name, but they handle women's issues too with hormone therapy. Hormone therapy that gets you feeling from the weight room to the boardroom to the bedroom like you felt like when you were in your 20s and you thought you could never get back. Well, from the men's perspective, there's also testosterone therapy. You can do it weekly with office visits. You can do it at home, and they can teach you how and get you the product. Or you can do cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy where you only have to go in once every 6 months, but you still reap all the benefits as if you were going in weekly. And there's other things, too. There's body composition analysis. You want to get on a better workout program and feeling better? You step on the body comp machine, and it's going to do everything from your weight to your body fat percentage, to so much more, and then they can get you on a program to where you feel and look better. They do great things. Dr. O and his staff, well, he used to work at some of those other clinics. He knew what worked and what didn't, and now he opened his own clinic so he can do it better. All you got to do is set up that first appointment to get the process rolling. 832-664-9966 or go online at apollomh.com. Either way, book that first appointment. Most major insurance accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. Mention my name and ESPN Radio, and you're going to get a free B12 shot on your initial visit. Check them out today. It's good people doing great things. It's the people at Apollo Men's Health.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Cidercade on Canal Street. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Rolling through the second hour of the show. It's a three-hour extravaganza, and all our friends are here. The Rowdy friends are in the building. Pink Valkyrie just rolled in because she finally figured out when we're on the air. So it's nice to see her back and her friendly face in person. Look, that's part of the great thing coming out of this pandemic. It's friendly faces in familiar spaces. This place is really cool. Cidercade, it's right here on the east end of downtown. As Clarence just pointed out, and I gave Clarence a shout-out when he was out there frolicking in the games, but he just pointed out, you can see the stadiums from here. You can see downtown. It's a neat backdrop, but it's an even better place inside. Over 300 different arcade games you can play. It's a really neat concept. Is what you do is you walk in, you pay one fee, a day pass is $10, you play for the rest of the evening. Play to your heart's content. Go somewhere else, come back, keep on playing. That's a really cool thing. And all of the beverages are made right here on premise by the Bishop Cider Company. It's really cool. Hard cider, hard kombucha, a hard seltzer. And it's just a great environment, and it's a great way to kill time before the baseball game. So you can stop on by, say hi to us. We're going to be here till 4. Blitz is going to be here till 7. Promo team is here giving out all kinds of goodies, too, sampling the products. There's food places within walking distance if you want to get some grub.
Let me give a quick shout-out to this place because I've always been Mr. Hashtag Keep It Local, and I did take quite a few pictures from this pizza spot. But Southside Flying Pizza, right around the corner. I'll make this criticism, but it doesn't mean it's a bad pizza. Right. When it comes down to thin crust pizza, and yes. I don't know if you'll agree or not, I prefer a little char, a little crispiness.
Completely agree.
When it's thin crust. It's missing a little bit of that crisp considering how thin it is. But if you want to go Southside Flying Pizza and Grill, I'll tweet out the daily
Claire
specials.
Claire has found out a way to do the East Coast fold. Of the pizza.
Well, that's what
so
you do with thin crust sometimes.
Yeah, she's folding the thin crust, eating it the way you're supposed to eat it, like you're on the East Coast. Way to go, Claire.
14-inch medium a cheese pizza is $10. Their daily special is a $10 lunch special with drink every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a personal pizza, side salad, and 4 pizza rolls, which I found
hey bro,
more people.
They're not sponsoring us, so you don't have to give that much information.
I understand. I give a shout out for
now,
my
if
people.
If they want to sponsor us, we'll talk.
Bro, this is what I do all the time when I want to give some love to a local shop. This is what I do. So let me finish. Hashtag keep it local. Southside. No, you got me all flustered, but the personal pizza, $10 lunch
I
special.
I do where the cider does.
Again, for the third time, for my third attempt, the $10 lunch special is a personal pizza, side salad, and 4 pizza rolls.
Yeah. DJ Nick on the ones and twos.
Because I have my sidekick, Joel, jumping in. Yep. But anyway, but I'll tweet it out right now, at the producer, Nick.
2 turntables and a mic. Get the pizza next door and then come on inside if you like. Cybercade, Cidercade. We're here. And then the Blitz. We're going to have some fun. By the way, Nick, we opened the show with this because we do as Deshaun Watson's cases turn. And today it turned where Rusty Hardin, attorney for Deshaun Watson, filed a motion that he wants the names released of all of the victims that have filed civil cases against Deshaun Watson. He said that Tony Busby, the lawyer, as they all are referenced by the name Jane Doe, with the exception of Miss Solis and the other victim that came out with a written letter the other day, he said that Tony Busby is using the anonymity of the victims so that he can use every bit of details to slander Watson's good name and pay the price while the victims have no kind of scrutiny. So you were wondering whether that would get through or not.
I don't know if it will.
Sarah Barshop at 11:51 wrote a story that said Hardin's filed motion was going to be granted by the Harris County District Court for a hearing scheduled for this Friday, tomorrow at noon Eastern, where Hardin plans to submit the same filings Thursday for each of the plaintiffs. Tyler, you got any update to that?
Vanessa Richardson 2 minutes ago tweeted out, Judge Deidre Davis, the 270th Civil District Court, has scheduled a Zoom meeting, like you said, with Rusty Hardin tomorrow at 7:40 a.m. on Rusty Hardin's emergency request to disclose the names of the 22 Jane Doe plaintiffs in the Deshaun Watson litigation. Follow-up tweet at 11 a.m. It's just basically going to consolidate all of them into one civil court instead of having there's some in 127th, 129th, 151st civil district courts.
So, but they're going to each get their own day in court, right? It's all going to be in the same courtroom, but it could be all 22.
Yeah, it's just all getting consolidated, basically.
Got it. All right, so there's your latest update on the Deshaun Watson situation. Is maybe tomorrow when we're on the air and we'll give you guys some updates.
I don't
updates.
Know if that speeds up the timeline, Joel, or if that makes it, it makes it seem like they're coming to some sort of closure or end to this. But I would imagine Deshaun Watson wants some sort of closure to it. He wants to move past this and get on with his career and probably not with the Texans. So I would imagine that's what they're doing. Obviously, the identity is going to help Rusty's case so he can – tear it up and discredit them
he's
and do all that.
Go at each one of them,
and that's going to be interesting how he does that. We know Rusty's been in this game for a long time, but I don't know how that's going to work out. A complete 180 for Deshaun Watson when it comes down to his career. We went from Mr. Good Guy to one of the best quarterbacks. Well, I guess he's still deemed one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, but from being Mr. Good Guy to bad guy.
Yeah, image-wise and marketability-wise, and we saw it yesterday with Beats by Dr. Dre and Nike. Reliant Energy and HEB had already expired. But he's not going to have those anymore. Nike has suspended their relationship with him, where Beats by Dr. Dre ended the relationship with him. You said Rolex is still out there. That's a possibility, but I got to believe they're going to follow suit. So you think about this too, Nick, and I don't know, because we only know that in the one case that Rusty Harden addressed after Ms. Solis had her press conference, that she was after $100,000. When you think about it, how much money total do you think Deshaun Watson actually has lost and will lose?
I have no.
As opposed to,
I guess that number increases with the more evidence that Busby is able to pile up and show against Harden. You know what I mean? That would be my guess. I mean, I don't know. If they led with a six-figure amount.
So we haven't even touched his salary yet. But you think about what Nike had to be paying him, six figures, right?
Yeah.
Beats by Dr. Dre, probably close to that,
I would imagine.
Locally, they're not going to pay maybe as much for HEB and for Reliant Energy, but I still got to believe that's minimally $50,000 to $100,000, right?
I would imagine he's getting six or seven figures from all these deals. I just don't know. You know, and is that even going to come from those sponsorship deals, or is it probably most of the money he pays out is probably going to come from the money he's already made from the Texans, not from the big contract?
But I'm just saying, like, is it worth it to have kept all those sponsorships and then to keep it quiet, took care of the civil lawsuits before they got to court and just paid them off, as opposed to how much money he's going to lose? Because Rusty Harden, every single time Rusty files a motion, does a press conference, or addresses this at all, cha-ching, the bill on Rusty Harden's probably going to be bigger or as big as the money he's probably going to have to shell out for the majority of these cases.
Agreed. I don't know. I mean, I think only he really knows how bad he's. That's why I look at it now and I'm saying, man, maybe he should have just signed the six-figure deal. But if he signed the six-figure deal and did that settlement, there's nothing to tell us that those companies weren't going to drop him anyway. You know what I mean? Especially in the event that he signed the settlement and then left from being a Texan star, then HEB's definitely not going to renew him, and all the locals are not going to renew him.
I think image is everything, as the saying goes. And I think that just based on whether any of these go all the way through the court process or not and come to some decision, the fact that the minute that these stories started piling up, even when the first one came out, but then when there were multiples, any sponsor deal that he had that didn't do it weren't doing justice to their business. Because the minute that his image is tarnished, the minute that it's out there on ESPN's front page with allegations towards Deshaun Watson, that's the minute you already should have been talking about it internally with your people, going, do we pull the plug on this? We can't have this go too much further. All imagery with him, whether it be in print, whether it be on, you know, advertisements, whether it be commercials, whatever the case may be, we got to think about pulling them right now. And in most cases, you already pull them before any of this gets anywhere near where it's getting major attention.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think he even wants to be in Houston anymore anyway. That's why I see all these local guys going away. He went from being a diva to being hated. So that's the worst transition you can make. You know what I mean? That's the worst transition you can make.
It's not a good look for anybody. I said all along, no one wins in this situation because it's just going to continue to stack up. So there's going to be a lot that still comes out, and tomorrow might be the next big major milestone in the cases, in the fact that if Rusty wins and gets all the victims' names out there, that might make a difference in how many people stick with it, how many people want nothing to do with it, you know, all these different things, maybe even conversations about settlement. So we can talk about that. We talk about a whole lot more. We got the Astros opening up their home portion of the schedule tonight as Christian Javier takes the mound against the Oakland Athletics. Your Rockets won last night. They're on their way to L.A. to take on the Clippers tomorrow night. And if there's something on your mind you want to talk about and get off your chest, reach out to us. We're following the people on Twitch and Twitter, as well as text messages and phone calls on the HRNP listener line, which is 713-780-3776. We are live from Cidercade in the east end of downtown. Join us one way or the other. We love having you be a part of the Press Box on ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Sidercade on Canal Street. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back from Sidercade. Like the man said, if you want to head down here near Minute Maid Park for the game tonight and you want to kill a few hours prior, this is a place to do it. All your favorite arcade games from back in the day all the way till now. Over 300 games. It's a massive setup. It's awesome. They serve all of their own beverages that they make here on premise from the Bishop Cider Company. So they got the hard cider and the hard kombucha and the hard seltzer.
It's close to 300 games. It's over 275. It's close to 300 games.
I think it's more than 300 games.
No, it's
not. You talk about those games that you have that have multiple games within a game.
No, it's over 275. It's close to 300. They told me like three times.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's going to get to 300 eventually.
Rusty Harden may come at me for that. But yeah. You know what? I'm going to take my chances.
Yeah.
300 or so.
Yeah.
And it's a cool spot. It's family-friendly during the day. 21 and over after 8 p.m. Hours are Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. To 12 a.m. Friday and Saturday night, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. And they show all the live sports like the Stros games, 10 65-inch flat screens, two projectors. Very cool environment, very neat, upscale, new little neighborhood around here.
Yeah.
You see that? They have a
drive-in. They're developing everywhere.
You see the drive-in?
Yeah, it's super nice.
Big drive-in theater, like a block and a half away.
Oh, drive-in theater.
Theater, yeah,
no,
it's a big screen.
No, I didn't see that at all. I didn't see that at all.
Yeah, so very cool. They've got games like Madden Football, Tecmo Bowl, Silver Strike Live, NBA Jam, Strat Bowling, Baseball Stars Pro, League Bowling, Blitz 2000, NBA Showtime, Super High Impact, 720, Bottom of the ninth, Super Dodgeball, Wayne Gretzky's 3D Hockey, and so much more. Located in the East End by Edo, blocks from Minute Maid and BBVA. Need a pre- and post-game hangout? Look no further. 2320 Canal Street. It is Cidercade. There you have it.
There you go. Man, I kind of wish I was able to go to this game, man. I really wanted to watch this game, but I have to go straight home.
Charlie will be there in his short shorts.
That's not shocking to me at all.
And his Skechers.
Why
he's not
going to
miss
be?
This one. He ain't
someone,
missing this one.
Someone in the Twitch set the over-under to like 43. Or it was Crystal. At number of games Charlie would attend, and she set it to 43 or 44.
She's probably right.
So you think it'd be over or under 43?
I'm going to go slightly under.
I'm going to go slightly under as well.
But I'm going to say it's going to hover between 30 and 40.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
It's a lot to go to. I've gone to more than 40 games, but it's a lot of work and it's a lot of gas for someone like me.
You know what annoys me about that, too, is that he used to go to press conferences. He used to get sound, and now he acts like he's above that. That's part of the whole.
He acts like he's above that.
Yeah, when he talks, when he would say, when we were talking on the show about it, and you would say, you know, because you would went down and got sound or you heard so-and-so speak after the game, and he's like, back in the day when I would stay till the end and have to get the interviews in the locker room.
Yeah, and I see why he wanted to go, because it's way easier to leave Minute Maid Park before the last inning than going. Because if you go the press conference, they actually do a pretty good job of getting it done pretty quickly. So you can get the presser done in like 15, 20, 30 minutes. I don't know now, but before the pandemic. And then you're stuck in traffic. So,
but let me ask you this.
But he doesn't live that far, so for me, I can understand that.
Well,
he lives
on
in city.
The 82nd floor or some apartment.
But he lives in town is my point.
Yeah. Yeah, but let me ask you this, because we talked about this from a TV perspective. With all the things that we had to adjust to with the pandemic, and you're mentioning it, with press conferences going to Zoom, with the fact that now it's going to be tougher for people in the media that have a story that they want to work on. You can't keep that confidential because you're in a Zoom chat. So if you want to ask a certain player about something that he's been working on the side, or something that, you know, maybe there's an investigative story that's about to break that they're working on it. You know how Berman likes to do about breaking stories. You can't do that to get the quotes that you need from certain players because it's going to be out there for everybody to digest. There is no, as we used to call them, the scrums. For lack
no,
of a different,
not.
You can't, and you can't go, hey, can I get a one-on-one with you for a few minutes because of the pandemic? when the vaccines start to get out there even more than they already are, when it starts to get more towards normal, I have a fear that teams and leagues are going to go, you know what, it worked okay. And the players, who also get annoyed a lot by those one-on-ones and some of those tough questions, I could see where there's a point in sports where they don't go back to that as much.
Yeah, I don't see that either. And it ruins the relationship factor. So, like, Mark Berman and guys like that, what they'll do is they'll try to – well, they think they have a relationship with some of these players, and they really don't. But there's a network working relationship that helps you get better quotes. So you actually could build a relationship with a star player to the point where after the scrum is over and after everybody has asked questions in the locker room, when he's walking his way outside the locker room, you can, you know, stop someone like a James Harden or a Chris Paul or whatever and say, hey, real quick, I just wanted to ask you about this. So now all of a sudden you have an exclusive quote that you can include in your story that nobody else in the scrum have. And that's kind of the name of the game. Now you can't do that because you basically have to do it through a Zoom chat or through a camera and a microphone and all that. So it makes it more difficult. And honestly, I don't know how quickly teams are going to be going back to that even after the vaccine.
That's my point.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you 100% because it actually serves as a filter from their for their players to not say something stupid.
So now you don't need Tracy sitting behind you in the locker room media going, training. Nope, cut that off. Yep. Nope, that'll be the last question.
Well, she probably learned from that one incident. No offense to her, I like her, but remember when that reporter in the playoffs was asking the question and she tried to stop it and she was like, "No, it's a legitimate question."
That was when they were in.
It was a playoff game against.
I thought that was about the Daryl Morey.
It was in a play. It was after a playoff game, though, for sure.
Well, I know the other one,
and it had nothing to do with the game.
I know the other one was where she tried to shut down the CNN reporter.
That's who it was. That's what I'm talking about.
That was when they were overseas playing in China after,
and they got fined,
and they wanted to bring up
or got in trouble.
And she said, "We won't be answering those questions today." And the league said after the fact, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. She shut down the reporter from asking the question when it was an absolutely legitimate and fair question.
Yep, absolutely. So that's what I think. I think that, you know, it's going to be different because, you know, if Jonathan Fagan or Mark Berman, let's just think for an example. If the Astros cheating scandal, and if you remember when it started to break, there was rumblings that David Ortiz and Alex Rodriguez got during the playoffs the following season or 2 years later when they were like, there could be some things coming out, but they were like, we are not at liberty to say. But if you were one of the beat reporters and you got wind of it, you knew you could pull a guy aside and go, hey, look, I've heard. What can you tell me? And ask a player. And it's on the down low, and it's just a real quick conversation, and maybe they're willing to give me something, maybe they're not. But if you got to ask that in a Zoom chat.
Oh, yeah.
One, now everybody's going to know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and two, no player, manager, otherwise is going to comment on it.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, I agree. It changes the dynamic. It makes it harder for most people. But I will say this. It won't be as hard for guys like Jonathan Fagan and Mark Berman because they're still the main beat writers. They're still going to give them preferential treatment. They used to do it to us all the time. They would give them preferential treatment radio, over ESPN 97. They did it. It was pretty blatant, too, to be honest with you.
Oh, the guys at 790 and 610? I don't know if I can say this or not, Tyler, but it was like a pissing contest. It was like, hey, if you're the flagship for this station, then what I really want you to do is when this station comes to cover a press conference, I don't want you to allow them to go live. Only we can go live.
Yeah,
them out. Make them move.
That's why I got in trouble when I went live when I did it halftime. I did it from Facebook. From the ESPN 97.5 Facebook. And it wasn't Tracy who yelled at me about it. It was the one that's no longer with the program.
Jenny.
With the team. Jenny. Yeah. It was Jenny who got mad at me. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm doing a stream.
No, that was always a big deal. And when we were on, you know, because we changed flagship stations. But when we were on one, they wanted us to crap all over the other. And they wanted to tell them that they couldn't do live. And
that's
they wanted
so
us to
dumb.
Not let them hook up.
It's weak.
And it's like attention from a team's perspective is attention. You want as much attention and publicity as you could possibly get. Heck, forever in a day. When the news stations we felt were being lazy, I would have my video guys go in and edit highlight packages or like rockets in the community and then distribute the tapes to the sports desks of all the TV stations in town just so we could get the play on the news. So they didn't have to do any work and they got the story.
Yeah, no.
So I'm interested now coming out of the pandemic if there's going to be teams and leagues that are going to try and say, you know what, the Zoom thing's good. Let's just keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, but don't you know, and I'll ask you this, like, let's say you're a new player coming to the Rockets, right? You've been traded to the team. And then now everybody's, is that music? Okay, I know we got to go to break. All right. But they're introducing you to all the PR people and everything like that.
Right.
When Tracy or these PR people endorse these certain beat writers as right. the main beat writers, you're just more obvious. You're more welcoming to them
yes,
because
yes.
they've already been deemed, hey, he's one of the main guys that covers this team all the time.
Now,
you get what I'm saying?
And let me tell you this, too. Where you're dumb if you're an athlete is if you give out your cell phone. But what you can still do the one-on-ones is say, from a PR perspective, we're going to set you up. We're going to call you from the office.
Yeah.
And then it shows up with a Toyota Center main number.
Yeah.
But then that is the only way you can hope,
it's really
hope to
hard
get a
to get
one-on-one.
An athlete's phone number
right.
now. No really
doubt.
Hard.
No
it's
doubt.
Not a, it's not the same game.
No doubt. Unless there's I can't even say that. But if there was a date involved or other things involved in
that's
it.
That's different,
from,
yeah.
Yeah, then it's
I mean, it's like a dude like me trying to get a quote. I'm not getting no athlete's number.
No. All right, so that's two in the book. Still got an hour to go. 60 minutes left of the show, so plenty more opportunities for you guys to be a part of it. Twitch has been very, very interactive. You can also text. You can call. You can be a part of the program. It's the Press Box at ESPN. I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe.
Food and rain rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.